You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and advocate here in Southern California and all over the world, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, BDSM, kink community, or anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit in. Everybody should have a tribe, and just think of me as your tribal leader. My hope is that we have a little fun, get a little inspiration, maybe bring a smile to your face, maybe a little giggle to your heart. We know how this works. Come on. Now, if you've just found me for the first time, hello. I'm so glad that you found me on this Memorial Day. And if you've been with me for a while, hello, hello. And I am so glad that you came back. You know how we start this show. So if you're brand new to the show, it's important that we start out where you know that you're in a safe place. And when I say a safe place, what I mean is you're not driving. You're not working heavy machinery. You're not working on a project. You're not helping your kids. Every show is on my YouTube page. Every show is on my Facebook page. You can just listen to it on any of the podcasts. If you want to visit it and see me up close and personal, you know, then it's on the other two. But please, please, because of some of the things that I talk about, you know, if you feel the need to close your eyes, the last thing I need is for you to close your eyes. So, like I said, it's important for you to stay in that nice, safe place. So the first thing I want you to do is take a nice deep breath. And when I say take a nice deep breath, I am talking from your core. A nice deep cleansing breath from your core. Not up here, downhill. Hold it in. And exhale with a smile. And I have you do it from your core so that you get a nice clean breath, so that your lungs fill up, so that if you are in fact having any type of a panic attack, that their actual air is getting to your lungs. If you're taking a breath from up here, you know, around your esophagus, it's not getting anywhere and you're getting no lungs. And so that makes you panic a little bit more. Now, part two of my opening is my favorite part. And if you know anything about my show, you know that this is my absolute favorite part. So, first thing I want you to do is wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes. Wiggle, wiggle your toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. I don't really care. It's a little warm today on this lovely day. So, I'm outside of my shoes, which I am a lot of the time, to be perfectly honest. Okay, next thing you do, wiggle your buns. Come on, wiggle, squeeze them together. And I tell you to do this for a couple of reasons. One, it loosens up your hips and your legs. But second of all, you can't be upset if somebody's telling you to squeeze your buns in. If somebody's telling you, wiggle your buns, it's really hard to be in a bad mood when either you're wiggling your buns or you're wiggling your buns and you're not trying to let anybody know. How exciting is that? It's like, I'm not going to show anybody. I am wiggling my buns. Now, the next thing you want to do, take one more deep breath. That deep, deep, deep breath. And as you exhale, this time I want you to say a beautiful affirmation. I usually go with, I got this. We can do this. We can make it through today. Trust me, I know we can make it through today. That's how I make it through every day, is I can do this. Now, if you've got an extra minute, you don't even need an extra minute. Roll your shoulders. Roll your neck. Come on. So I am looking at the clock in under 5 minutes. And most of that is just me talking. You have now relaxed everything from your toes to your nose and up a little higher. You have now kind of ruled everything. And now we are ready to talk and we are ready to relax. And most of these things you can do without anybody needing to see. Sometimes we get a little like, I don't want anybody to know I'm doing this. Okay, you can wiggle your toes inside your shoes. Nobody has to see that. You can wiggle your buns inside your pants or with, you know, you don't have to do it. It'd be interesting to wiggle your buns as you're walking. Although I'd like to see that. I know some people that could probably do that. But these are things that you can do without anybody knowing that you're doing it. When you're giving your affirmation, you're giving it to you. You aren't telling the world unless you want to. These are all things that you're doing for you. And when I say your daily affirmation, these are things that, you know, you can put on a post-it note. And when you decide what your daily affirmation is, put it on the refrigerator, put it on your bathroom window, put it everywhere, put it in your car, at work, whatever it takes, so that you see it a million times a day. And it can be the same affirmation. It doesn't have to be the same one, but I am telling you what, it's there and it's there for you. So, you know, these are things that are there for you. And it's important. It's important to know that you can take these steps to help you take care of you every single day. So, like I said, if you're new to the show, I tend to start it a little bit woo-woo, and I tend to do a little more woo during the time, so don't be too freaked out about it. This is stuff that will all make sense, and it's all about taking care of you, taking care of every little bit of you. You know, each time we try to cover a little different little bit of what I like to call my Weeble Kung Fu. And my Weeble Kung Fu is, if something doesn't work for you, little tips and tricks that I give you, if little tips and tricks that I give you, you go, yeah, that doesn't work for me. That's fine. Put them back in the toolbox. I don't care. That's the cool part. You know, if something doesn't work, you wobble to the left, wobble over here, and you go, that doesn't work. Okay, put it back in the toolbox, grab something else. Pretty cool. You know, that's why we call it Weeble Kung Fu. And it's just a way of making it through the day. There are days that some days I'm like, I can't think of anything fun for an affirmation. So I use little tools I have to help me get through my just even find an affirmation. So I hope you had a great weekend. You know, and you know, we can see what we can come up with today. On this Memorial Day, which is what today, a lot of people have today off. So I hope for at least a moment you think about what today is about, which is remembering those that never made it back from our endeavors, our overseas endeavors. So to break it down, and I feel like I need to do this on a Memorial Day or on a significant day like this, for those that may not know, there are a lot of things that you never learned in school that you should have learned in school. So I'm going to give you a little crash course. So if you're wondering, the 4th of July is for the founding of the nation, which actually, and for Veterans Day or for anyone who served. So Veterans Day, we celebrate to anybody who served in the military, past, present, and future. Okay? But for Memorial Day, we celebrate and we remember those that gave their lives that never came back. So each of these days has such a significance. And they should all be remembered. So don't just think of this as a day off, even if just for a second. Give a little nod to those that never came back, that gave their lives for, you know, you being able to have a hot dog and a beer today. I just wanted to throw those in. And for everyone, especially veterans, mental health is so important. Especially if you're coming back from a war zone. And it doesn't matter which. It doesn't matter how far back. It doesn't matter any of that. You know, it is so important to keep a handle on your mental health. And there are so many mental health groups and professionals that specialize in veterans. So if you need help finding one of these groups, please contact me. You know that I am so easy to find on every platform that you can find. I can find you a person if you want a face-to-face. I can find you a group that specializes in, if you're looking for a female group, if you're looking for a specific, you know, military campaign, if you're whatever it is, I will help you find what it is and who it is that you're looking for. I'm not telling you that you have to see me. I'm telling you that I want you to see who's help for you. So I will help you get in touch with that group. So all you have to do is just personally email me, hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com, and I will be there for you in a second. But along with this holiday that we have going, I wanted to talk about something that can be just as stressful for some people, and that's doing nothing. I know. You're like, I can do nothing all day long. But can you do nothing all day long? Would you want to do nothing all day long? I don't know. I was reading this article and it was just fascinating to me about countries that they specialize, I guess specialize? They're all about doing, and it's they live way longer because of the way that they live, doing constructive stresslessness. I know. It's like, that makes no sense. And it doesn't mean that they just lay around the house all day. That's not the kind of, but there are actual, you know, it's called benefits to boredom. And in the West, we seem to have this whole topic about, you know, we have to stay busy. You have to stay busy. I'm one of the worst at it. I will admit it in a second that I am so bad at having to do two or three things at the same time. And even if I'm sick or even if I'm, you know, working on a project, I still need to be doing three things at the same time. And it's like, and I go, I'm multitasking. No, I'm freaking myself out. But think of, you know, Norway, and there are places in, you know, Scandinavia where the people live so much longer because of how they live their lives and how they do things. And it makes, you know, I read that it makes your creativity centers on your brain turn on. Think about that. You know, when you're only doing one thing, or you've decided that today you only want to work on one thing. That's amazing that you only want to do one thing at the time. You know, and it could be you only want to read, or you only want to work on a project, or maybe, you know, you just want to sit out and paint or gaze into the sunset or whatever that is, but it fuels your creativity. There was a study done where they took like 30 people and put them in a soundproof room for 30 minutes, like soundproof. So no phones, nothing, just soundproof room. And there were people that after the first few minutes had to leave. Their brains were freaking out because they couldn't figure out what they were supposed to do. Well, the people that stayed realized that once they gave in, that their brain just took over and actually started doing guided journeys. Their brain started taking them on a journey. How cool is that? I'm always talking about guided journeys and how I love to take people on guided journeys. These people are actually taking themselves on guided journeys. It's like their brain overtook the override And they weren't, they were like making themselves stories. And I thought, that is awesome. Now it's, you know, could kind of put me out of business, but, you know, think about how amazing that would be, that if at any point you could say, okay, I'm going to take a half hour and do absolutely nothing. And I'm just going to lay here and I'm shut off everything. I'm going to shut off everything. No phones, no computers, no anything. Because you don't need that in your life 24/7. We talked about that before. But let your brain just, you know, take it over. But think about the other thing. A lot of us would have been the so stressed and fidgety in the beginning that they had to leave. They didn't know what to do with themselves because they were so busy multitasking. You know, I can imagine, I would have loved to have known what their stories were. Where did they go? Because one of the wonderful things about what I love to do when I do guided journeys, I can do a group of guided journeys for 10, 15 people. And if I talk to them individually afterwards, every one of them went to a different place, saw different things, landed in different areas, talked to different people, and I didn't say anything different to any of them. So these were people that didn't even have anything to go off of. These were people that just let their brain go. So this is amazing. There was a spiritual teacher. I know I'm about to go all woo-woo, but his name is Eckhart Tolle. I'm sure some of you have heard of him. Some of you probably love him. Some of you probably have no idea who I'm talking about. But said, when you lose touch with your inner stillness, you lose touch with yourself. I know it's pretty deep, but this is where your creativity and feelings about your need, you know, to come in and help you. And it'll work for you, you know. And this isn't a one type fits all. Nothing is. You know, I've done guided journeys with groups of people, and there are people that can't picture anything. I like to use the phrase picture, pretend, or imagine, because some people, when they close their eyes, they can't picture anything. I'm actually one of those people. Now I can pretend, and I get a great event, and I get, you know, I love that. But there are some people that can go so deep, and it's okay to let your mind wander. Let yourself go. You know, sometimes you can give yourself, you can go in so deep into your own story. You can give your brain, you can give back your mental balance. And isn't that what we're trying to do anyway? You know, the whole idea of the show is giving you your mental balance back. Is to letting yourself know that, you know, you have the ability to bring it back together. I know it's kind of weird, but I know you got this. You know, you can bring yourself back to balance. One of my favorite things is that I know that you've heard me say is that, you know, if you don't have 5 minutes for meditation, you probably need an hour. Well, that's what this is all about. It's to make you mentally stronger. And it's one more thing to add to your toolbox. It's one more wonderful thing. And it works. It works. There's never one type. You know, I can take people on a guided journey, and I've had people come back and go, I didn't see anything. Okay. Then guess what? We're going to take that out of your toolbox, or we're going to move it to the back of your toolbox. Maybe we'll try it again later. You know, maybe you need to try something else. Maybe, you know, but if it doesn't work, that doesn't mean that we don't get to try it again. You know, and like I said, there's a thing in Scandinavia where, you know, their whole idea is doing nothing. You know, the actual benefits of boredom. The benefits of boredom. I love that idea. You know, because you can lay there. And one of the ways to think of it is, let's say you're watching a movie. And we've all done this. You're into that movie. You are so into that movie. And you realize that everything around you has sort of molded around you. So now you're a part, especially if it's dark in the room, but you're now a part of it. You're now a part of the scene. You are vested in these characters. You know, you're seeing it and you're knowing what's going to happen. And even if you know what's going to happen, you still get scared if somebody jumps. Isn't that the best part? Or, you know, happy movies. Even though you know that it's going to be a happily ever after, it's okay. We all love happily ever afters every once in a while. But that's a part of being mentally ready. You know, these are escapisms. And these are perfect things. These are things that we're allowed to have in our toolbox. You know, my you know, Weeble Kung Fu has so many tools that if, like I said, if one thing doesn't work, something else will. You know, we need to make things mentally stronger. We need to spend, you know, tell yourself, you know, start something new. The worst that can happen when you start something new is that you spend a couple weeks telling yourself positive things every single day. Think about that. The worst that can happen is that you spend a couple weeks telling yourself positive affirmations and giving yourself positive direction that things are going to happen. What's the best that can happen? Things happen. Matter of fact, I was just dealing with this, and it's like, do I start this project? Do I not start this project? You know, what's the worst that can happen? Well, the worst that can happen is that nothing happens. What's the best that can happen? The world opens up. Have I made up my mind? No. You know why? I'm a chicken. But I admit that. And I feel like if you can admit that you're a big chicken, then okay. I'll keep you informed on that, by the way, whether I decide to do that. But the best that can also happen is that as you're learning and as you're learning how to do these little Weeble Kung Fu bits, is that people start noticing a change in you. And if people start noticing a change in you, they're going to ask you what you're doing. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to ask what you're doing. And then you get to help them. And then you get to become the Kung Fu master. Isn't that great? You know, you're now encouraging them and you're helping others do the same thing. But make sure that you keep their anxiety and your anxiety in check. Okay, because the worst thing that can happen is that you overtake their anxiety or their stresses or their problems and make them your own. Okay, So it's okay to let your mind wander and it's okay to help other people out. But, you know, make sure that you're keeping these two things straight. Okay? And this is important to me, that helping others, that, you know, and it can be a fine line. It can be a very, very fine line. So don't let what's happening to others and what you're trying to help them with happen to you. Okay? This is very important. These are the important things, because in wanting to help someone and wanting to help other people and wanting to help, what's going to happen? What can happen is you've now taken over their stress. And I always tell you to take some time to nourish your soul, but nourishing your soul and helping other people are two different things. And don't become somebody else's therapist. That's another thing that can happen. You're not qualified. Or if you are qualified, know what your boundaries are. You know, make it through the day. The object is to make it through the day to help you get stronger. You know, a lot of us get into this business because we want to help, and we end up overstepping, or we end up maybe, you know, trying to figure out how to help somebody a little bit more than we wish we could, or a little bit more than we wish we should. And I think there are things that sometimes we do that we should not do. And, you know, we're still dealing with this pandemic. You know we are. So it's important to keep your mental health in check. You know, it's important to, although for some people we're still masked up, for other people we're less masked up. It's always important to follow what the CDC is saying. Follow what your kids say. Follow it, you know, follow whether you want to or not. And remember that, you know, for a lot of these companies, they're trying to make it through the day too. So a lot of these little businesses, although maybe the CDC says, you know, if you're outdoors, you don't have to handle, you know, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated or whatever. Well, these are little businesses that are trying to stay afloat. So if there's a sign on the door that says, please keep your mask on, keep it on. Don't be that person. You know, it could be, you don't know why it says that. You know that it's not necessarily to be mean to you. Remember, the first part of this was trying to take care of you is also being nice enough to take care of other people. We know where other people, you know, we've all known the people that will stand in someone's way and go, I don't have to do this and you can't make me. Okay, are we like in the third grade? Come on, even third graders know you got to wear a mask right now. And be strong. You know, doctors can do this all day. Nurses can wear masks all day. You can wear a mask while you go in and look around a shop. Don't ignore a shop because they're trying to keep things going. Okay? You know, the worst thing that can happen is you go in and you don't find anything and then you leave. You know, say thank you on the way out the door, but a lot of shops are trying to open up again. A lot of people are trying to stay afloat right now. This is a really hard time. This is a really, really hard time for most people, especially small shop owners in small towns. Not everybody owns a mega store in a mega mall A lot of people own little tiny shops on little tiny downtowns, you know, helping others. You know, I love to help people, but, you know, I'm still doing it online because where I live, I still have to wear a mask. So, you know, it's important. This, all of this is just really important. You know, bring yourself out. You can bring yourself out of a funk. And if you're going to be mean somewhere else. You know, be mean to your, don't be mean. I was going to say be mean to somebody else, but ask yourself why. And then go back to that meaninglessness. Go back to that mental health. Go back to, you know, being creatively bored. Go, do I have to be mean or can I be creatively bored? Because if you're having to be mean, you're causing creative boredom. Actually, you're just creating boredom. And now you've not only upset you, you've upset this poor person that's just trying to keep their business open. And, you know, these are people that, like I said, are just, they're just trying to keep themselves going. You know, we're not done with this yet. I wish we were, you know, I wish we were. I would love to be back in doing everything that I got to do a little over a year ago. My life, your lives were incredible a little over a year ago, but they're not. So we throw in some creative meditation. You know, we practice on our mindfulness. We center where we are. All of those things that nourish our soul. You know, I got to see a little craft fair yesterday where even as small as it is, people are starting to come back again. Now, we're more separated. You know, we can be a little more separated than we used to be. It's okay. But people are starting to come back outside. And even at a place like that, wear a mask. Have one in your pocket. If a vendor tells you, I would appreciate it if the sentence starts that way, put your mask on. Doesn't take that much. It really doesn't. And be a good example to kids, your kids, other people's kids. Think of that. If you're at a little craft fair or you're at a show or you're going into a store and you have kids that aren't even, they don't even have a vaccine for them yet. Be a good example. If the sign says put a mask on, wow, that took you a second. Be a good example. Okay? I just needed to throw that in because random acts of kindness are one of these things that, you know, that right there could be considered a random act of kindness because that vendor, that shopkeeper, that nurse, that doctor, that whoever it is, they didn't have to ask you. They didn't have to ask you. All they had to do was look at you and you knew what you needed to do. Random act of kindness. You know, because I put these things out to help you, you know, and keep you mentally strong. You know, using the breathing exercises, using them on focus internally. Always ask yourself, you know, am I starting to slide? Am I starting to become that person that I didn't like before? I don't know. But, you know, that's the part of mindfulness is where am I at? Am I really super high? Am I really super low? Am I back where I need to be? And if I'm starting to slide, do I need to contact somebody? Do I need to contact my mental health person? Do I need to contact a mental health person? there are, you know, earlier in the show, I talked about finding mental health people for veterans. Well, guess what? I can help people find mental health professionals for anyone. You know, you're not alone. You'll never be alone. I promise you will never be alone. You shouldn't have to be alone. You know, the worst thing that can happen is that you feel yourself starting to slide and you feel like, what are you going to do? Well, I can tell you what you can do. You can call somebody. You can email. You can check online. You know, but I also encourage you to take breaks. If you're working from, a lot of people have started working back in offices again, or at least more than were before. Are there time sharing back and forth? You know, take those breaks. Please, I beg of you, take those breaks. We're still allowed. You're allowed to leave. You're allowed to leave your house and take a walk. You're allowed to take breaks if you're working from your house. You know, use your precautions. We just talked about them. Use them. You know, go on a small walk. You're now allowed to go outside by yourself or in small groups as long as you've been vaccinated plus 2 weeks. Make sure you have that mask in your pocket just in case you run into other people that may or may not. But you're allowed to go out and smell the flowers. You know, it's been over a year since we've got to smell the flowers. One of the things that happened yesterday was I was with a small group of people and, you know, we're getting the fact that we hadn't smelled in over a year. We hadn't been to this particular backyard in over a year. A year. For no other reason than this. And these weren't evil people. These weren't bad people. But we knew that every one of us had, just in case somebody else showed up, we all had masks, you know, in our bags. And we knew we needed to make a stop on the way home. So mask in the bag. No big deal. This was one of those things. So, you know, you're allowed to take these breaks. You're allowed to, you know, smell the flowers. You're allowed to see the birds. I got to see, you know, this mama hummingbird with other hummingbirds. It was kind of cool, actually, because I hadn't seen anything like that, and I don't know whether I'd ever seen that before. It was kind of interesting. Random acts of kindness. You know how I feel about random acts of kindness. That's another thing, you know, letting your mind wander. You're in line for coffee or whatever. Pay for the person behind you. Doctors and nurses, they're not done. They're not taking time off. COVID is still out there. So is pneumonia. So is broken legs. So are broken people. You know, these are doctors and nurses that are still working. Random acts of kindness, drop off cookies, drop off coffee, you know, thank them. If you're in a store and you see a doctor or a nurse in their scrubs, sometimes that's the only way you can tell that that's what they are, unfortunately. Thank them for their service. The same way you would thank a military person for their service, which I do. But, you know, thank them for what they've been doing. They haven't quit working. They have not quit working. Say thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're still doing. Believe me, they'll appreciate it. Sometimes they think that people have forgotten that this isn't over. They think that people haven't forgotten that this is over. Trust me, we know it's not over. But, you know, and maybe do something nice. I have friends that work in clinics. Guess what? You know, they would love somebody to show up with cookies. I've shown up with cookies, you know, but make sure that you tell people that this is what they mean to you. Wow, almost forgot a sentence there. And you can let your mind wander, but don't let it wander off so far that you forget that there are other people out there. You know, stay in touch with that inner stillness. And that inner stillness is mindfulness, is bringing yourself back to center, is bringing yourself back to who you are. You know, is bringing yourself back to who you are and what you need. I repost all of these so that people can maybe hear it again and realize that they are that person. They are that person that maybe is so worried about what other people think that they forget what it is that they're supposed to do for them. And then they finally realize what it is that they're supposed to do for them, that they forget that they can help others. I believe in my heart that we are all helpers. And if you're not a helper, you can find a helper. You know, the helpers are out there. Find the helpers. You know, if I can't help you, I'm good with that. You know, it's not going to kill my ego. What it will do will make me. So to me, if I can't help you directly by me finding somebody for you, that makes me a helper. So if you know somebody that maybe starting to slide a little bit or starting to have kind of a problem here and there, you know, maybe what you need to do is help them find someone. I hope that made sense. You know, and maybe give them, if you've been listening to the show for a while, then you know that, you know, our toolbox of Weeble Kung Fu has quite a few things in it. Maybe give them a suggestion. Nothing I've taught you, nothing I've told you, nothing about this has been, you know, is anything that can hurt anyone. I would never do that. And you can do all of this. You can go, okay, so let's go on to here and let's listen to this and maybe she'll have something that you can do. You know, check on a neighbor. You know, if you're starting to worry about someone, you know, check on a friend, leave a card. You know how I feel about online stuff. I love doing online stuff. Check on a neighbor online. Okay. You know, check on a friend online. See how that works out for you. People are interesting. You never quite know what you're going to find. You know, re-listen to a podcast and go, oh, why don't you try this? Why don't we try this? Or you can listen to it and just go, oh, maybe I just need to get myself back to center. And you know how to get yourself back to center. You know, we know. Even if you can just give yourself one positive affirmation a day, one affirmation a day, that's the perfect way to start. Tomorrow is June 1st. So that's 6 months. So that's halfway into the year. Perfect time to start your affirmation a day kit. I don't know whether it's a kit or not, but it's the beginning of that. And so I believe that, you know, that's one of the things that you can do is, even if you feel like all you can do is the affirmation a day, then find yourself. Find yourself. I know you can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you. I know that you believe in you. And also next week, now that we're kind of getting towards that point, next week is actually my 1 year anniversary here doing this show, which I am so excited about. And I have a special guest coming on for my 1 year anniversary, but it's also the beginning of Pride. So know that June is going to be all about mental health and ways to make you smile and nourishing your soul, but it's also going to be about pride and how ways that maybe more of the LGBTQIA community can help nourish their souls and what they can do for pride and what events maybe they can do online, maybe what they can do not online. Pride this year seems to be about 50-50 between, you know, what's online and what's not online. And I want to give, you know, people that are in different parts of the country, advantages. I know that, there are several groups of various pride groups and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that are having events online. So I want people to have as much of an opportunity to do stuff as they can, you know, and that will probably include, you know, me giving you a little more pride, a little more mental health, a little more make yourself happy. Because we're gonna take the gay part and make it into the happy part. Gay used to mean happy. Well, I still believe it is happy, or it can be happy. Make sure you're always in a safe place, mentally and physically. You know, with the beginning of Pride Month, it's important to make sure that you're safe, especially depending on where you live. I wish I could say everybody is safe and be yourself and live your life, but I can't. I wish I could say, you know, all the things that are wonderful that'll be there for you, but I can't. So what's important is, you know, what's important is that you're taking care of yourself and you're being safe for yourself and you're keeping yourself, you know, you're taking care of everything around you during this time. I think you should do that anytime. And that goes whether you're gay, you're straight, or any of the groups that I work the most with. It doesn't matter. Is always make sure that you're keeping, you know, keeping yourself, you know, keeping notice of what's around you. There are always haters. And I don't want you to feel like, you know, you have to deal with being with a hater. Never deal with a hater. Always ask yourself, you know, am I in a safe place? But also know that it's okay to go out. It's okay to be you. It's okay to feel you. It's okay to, you know, it's okay to know that it's going to be okay. And we're going to have a lot of fun this month anyway, because that's who I am, being the Hypno Fairy Godmother, just so you know. So if you have any questions, if you need to find somebody, if you need any comments, if you have any story ideas, if you've got any great pride, you know, stories, please, hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com, because I would love to hear from you. So I want you to take one more deep breath. And remember, down here. And take that deep breath and hold it in and leave for a smile. And I want you to thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to see you next week at the beginning of Pride Month. Tell your friends about the show. Always remember to smile. Wonder people wonder what you're up to, which is my favorite thing. And please, please, please have a wonderful day. And I promise I will see you next week.
You're listening to The Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.